This is the New Hot New Releases Update brought to you by 89.3 The Current. This week, taking a look at three of the most under-the-radar albums of 2013, spanning garage rock, alternative hip-hop, and shoegazy metal. My name is David Suffar, and here are three under-the-radar albums of 2013 so far. If you think the debut album from Speedy Ortiz sounds like a throwback to the 90s, then you're right. Major Arcana got help from guys who've worked with Thurston Moore and Dinosaur Jr., plus frontwoman Sadie Dupuis played in a Pavement cover band. Here's Tiger Tank from Speedy Ortiz. That was Tiger Tank from Speedy Ortiz. LP and Killer Mike have consistently been featured as two of the most influential figures in hip-hop over the past decade. Now they've teamed up for a project called Run the Jewels, released for free by their record label Fool's Gold. Here's Get It Right from Run the Jewels. If you pressing any objections, you could get left in chalk. So my suggestion is let a GD forgive my transgression. A woman being Catholic confesses, professing depression. I'm chin checking, chill stressing, or your butt and I'm pressing. Michael, a rapper's life up like Malik did the press. You know I get. That was Get It Right from LP and Killer Mike's project, Run the Jewels. Def Heaven's sophomore album, Sunbather, is the best-reviewed album of 2013, according to Metacritic. It's not often that a quasi-metal album takes this honor, and the San Francisco Quintet have been gathering comparisons to Swan, Sigur Rós, and Godspeed You Black Emperor. Here's Sunbather from Def Heaven. That was Sunbather from Def Heaven. This has been your New Hot New Releases Update. Subscribe to our podcast at thecurrent.org/newhot and tune in on Mondays at 10 p.m. on 89.3 The Current.